body up. Just check him from outer space to come and see the human race. Yes, I'm alright, I'm alright.
Welcome to Horns 4. My name's Todd.
Horns 4? No, that's staying. You can't.
Welcome to Horns 14.
There you go.
My name's still Todd Taylor.
And I'm still Ethan Shapiro.
That was the Mark...
Oh, yeah. Crushing it. Coming in hot.
Martyrials,
I believe. I gotcha.
Damn it.
I'm here for the assist.
From the song was Law, Order, Chaos, and Candles. And they are a band from Bristol, current band. And Noodle Martyr is the saxophonist on that track.
Noodle Martyr. What else has Noodle Martyr done?
I don't know.
About the history of the great.
I enjoyed their name. And one of our contributors is from Bristol. John Miskelly, he's been in Spain for a while. The other thing I know about Bristol is they tore down their slaver statue and threw it into the bay, which is really good. If you go on the YouTube, it's really great to see that. That's all I know.
Quick follow up is who would be your first favorite noodle? This one or the guy from The Offspring? If you had to choose one.
Oh, that's tough. It's a dead heat right now. Let me think about it.
Get back to me.
Is Noodle the one that got stabbed?
I don't know. I think it's Noodles, but technically.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's more than one noodle.
All right, that's all I got. That was one of my deep internet searches and found that and liked it.
All right, yeah. It's a good one.
So you're up. It's your section.
Oh, straight over to me. Okay.
Yeah.
What do we got? Oh, all right. We're going to start off with the Little Roosters, I Need a Witness. And we'll talk about them later, I guess.
Give me a little bit. Give me a little contemporary bit.
No. Old Gary Lammon from Cox Bar. He's on the earliest Cox Bar stuff.
Gotcha. This is helpful. Yeah.
Yep. He left the band before they did like Shock Troops and all those records. But he wrote a lot of the stuff on that early Cox Bar stuff. Mm. Jumped over to Little Roosters. He's put out some solo records as well that kind of sound like Little Roosters.
All right.
And Joe Strummer produced the record.
These are helpful. This is great.
If you want more on that, the story I heard about, I don't know if this is true or not, but that Joe Strummer was paid in dental work for his production.
Wow. Huh.
Which I don't know how much that helped either, because I don't feel like I've seen any pictures where he has glorious teeth. But yeah, all right. That's a thing I heard. It might not be true.
It's still good. So when horns are okay, 14. I'm still Todd. You're still Ethan.
Yep.
Little Roosters.
Always going to be.
Yep. Right, here we go.
I got on this morning about 4:15. I found my baby had locked the door.
late last night. Murder in the graveyard, there must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard, what he's lying about. Murder in the graveyard, the killer's not been found. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, there must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard, red with blood. Murder in the graveyard, a terrible thud. Murder in the graveyard, a hand in the mud. Murder in the graveyard, a drunk from the pub. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, a must have been a fight.
Murder in the graveyard,
the policeman said. Lying on a tombstone, a chopped off head. Murder in the graveyard, a convenient spot.
Put him all together and sling him in the pot.
Tombstone with a bashed in head. Police officer said,
I think he's dead.
Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. The monster bit a fight. Murder in the graveyard late last night. Murder in the graveyard, a terrible fight. Murder in the graveyard, bodies lying about. Murder in the graveyard, the killer's not been found. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard, must have been a fight. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard. Murder in the graveyard.
We're back.
We're back.
That was a nice little mid-tempo set of some rock and rollers.
I liked it. That was great.
So that last one, Screaming Lord Sutch, Murder in the Graveyard off the Rock and Horror LP.
What do you know much about Screaming Lord Sutch at all?
I don't. I've just seen his records forever. There's like Screaming Lord Sutch and Heavy Friends that has like, what, Jimmy Page on it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think he was like, just a UK guy around in like the 60s and knew like everybody.
Right.
Just got a bunch of friends to play on that.
Great.
This was a whole separate album. And
It's a Halloween staple at the Shapiro household.
Mm-hmm, and I'm always looking for Halloween music. So when you see rock and horror, you know, you pick it up. Unfortunately, only half that record is horror. It's true to the name. One side is just all regular rock songs.
Oh.
And the other side is kind of horror themed.
Gotcha.
Halloween time music. Right. So before that was Ebigron, Till Halves off the Karlek and Uproar LP. That's like their second or third album. First one's that I think were only in it for the Drugs record. I think that's Ebigron's first, right?
I'm unsure. I like them a lot, but
Real fun punk record, but yeah. Then they go a little more, what you just heard with the next couple albums.
Yeah, I actually, there's no Ebigron that I've disliked, but I just don't know their, you know, the discography, the timeline.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, this one's sometime in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before that was Vic Lizzall's Professionals, song Blitz at the Ritz, off the Knuckle Girls compilation that came out fairly recently on a label called Angry Young Woman. There's two volumes of that. I recommend checking out both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I captured that track before you showed up, and that was a cool record.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff that, you know, I wasn't familiar with. A lot of female-fronted glam stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking of glam and, like, pub rock pre, like, punk, like, 77, 74.
Yeah.
74, 75, around there.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of stuff, in that range. And then before that was that Little Roosters, I Need a Witness, off the I Need a Witness 7-inch. I'm trying to remember now if the LP version didn't have the horns, and that's why I put down the 7-inch. Could be that.
And there is another member of Cox Bar. In
yes, Northwest, Steve yeah. Burgess, yeah. apparently, a bass player who did remain with Cox Bar.
Right.
Gary Lamon.
Just doing some double duty there.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Kick it back to you.
Got it. So this next song is by probably one of the best punk bands there is, I would say. One of my favorite punk bands, The Damned.
Maybe wrote one of the greatest punk records ever.
What would you say?
Machine Gun Etiquette.
I would say that too.
I think that's in like top five for anyone.
Yeah.
Probably it's in the 70s punk.
So good. The song is Alone Again Or off of the Anything record. Yeah, this set is going back to the beginning for me, or middle.
It doesn't matter. Maybe the end.
It's not the end. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Here we go. The Damned.
Thank you. video games, train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders thunder jam. This is filled where the rich still love.
Assassination politics. Ignorance is their power too. You only know what they want you to know. The television cannot lie. Controlling media is smoke screen ads. Nuclear politicians' picture show. The acting's lousy, but the blind don't know. Gonna get you when you're on your own. The silence of conspiracy, slaughter on and on to all apathy. You gotta wake up from your sleep, 'cause we can have it up 6 feet deep.
We're back. That last song was Lords of the New Church. Open Your Eyes off the self-titled Lords of the New Church record. The lead singer there, Steve Bader's, who many may know from the Dead Boys.
That might be one of the first cases where the best song by the band has horns in it.
That's a really good song. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that record, but yeah, I'll take your word for it. The video is fun to watch.
It's a solid album, but yeah. that's the jam right there.
That song rules. Yeah, we actually, Ethan and I were talking off air of like, Stiv never did a bad record.
I bet somebody's going to be able to present us with one now that we're saying this. But.
Sure. But we're going to say this about John Lydon too with Public Image, is that they did wildly different things and didn't fall flat on their face, which is incredible.
Very respectable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is really a testament to their creativity. Before that was the Sisters of Mercy. The drummer on that is Dr. Avalanche with a K, Dr. Avalanche.
Wow, and he and Noodle Martyr.
I know they should form together. A band, you know? Yeah. It'd be an Avalanche Noodle and the Dr. Martyr. But the bassist for the Sisters of Mercy during that time, maybe their whole length, I'm not sure, was, Patricia Morrison, who may LA punk fans may know as Pat Bagg. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah. That song was Dominion / Mother Russia off the Floodland LP. Before that was Public Image Limited, This Is Not a Love Song, from This Is What You Want, This Is What You Get. Again, yeah, I this is Ethan saying this, is that Johnny Rotten was at the forefront of defining what punk sounded like and also what defined post-punk, which is no small thing. He's a
trouble. Yeah, I got nothing to add. You just said that's the thing I said. So.
Yeah. And, oh, I fucked you. And before that was The Damned, which Ethan told me was...
What did I tell you was? Oh, a Love song. Yeah.
From the band.
Again, or
from the band.
The band Love. Arthur right, Lee's Lee. Love.
From Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's interesting. But that's cool. I wish I knew that because I do have a Horns cover block coming up in the future. It may be out in a year or so. But anyway, so that's what I did. Those are all like earlier when Todd was getting into like punk and trying to just understand the landscape a bit, because when I got into it heavily was like 86, 87 when I was 13 and 14 years old, and a lot of the first wave was gone, you know, or were really experimenting with new things. So especially like Public Image, Sisters of Mercy, Lords of the New Church.
So know? That's what you first heard of The Damned, was that anything album?
I believe so.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I have these really, really vivid memories of watching that Sisters of Mercy's video on regular television. We never had cable growing up. So it was like Friday nights really late, and it would show like 5 videos or 10 videos, and that was on rotation there. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we had a different version of that when I was growing up, but it was like weird local channels that would do late night music videos, and I'd see things like Rancid on there.
Wow. Yeah. See, it would be like, it was all like major. We didn't really have any like outside of Las Vegas. So we had to go through Transformers and stuff like that. Nothing. But it would be like, you know, your CBS, your NBC's 11 o'clock at night. They just, you know, they have filler stuff that they played or syndicated music stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was gone. That was gone by the time I got there.
I think it was even like a Night Flight knockoff. I don't think it was even Night Flight. So
I don't know what Night Flight is. So.
There you go.
Look at us go. It's good. It's
yeah,
good radio.
Yeah. The technology that I embraced as a child had crashed and disappeared by the time Ethan got in, and we're 10 years apart. So,
all right, shall we?
Let's.
Okay. Next up, Rotzkotz, Schatten der Vergangenheit.
So a Wisconsin band.
Yeah. Absolutely. From Missoula.
All right, here we go.
Federn klingen, schwingen, tönen, kreis. Rollen, Welten, wirbeln, heiß. Du sagst, es kommt alles über mich. Es wird mich verschlingen. Ich sag, es kommt alles über mich. Es lässt mich zerspringen. Kreuz und quer, auf und runter, hin und her. Auf und runter, ewig nah, ewig nah. Thank you.
And we're back.
All right. Well, I'm going to start off by apologizing just for that last one, because I just had nowhere to put that. It's not a band I've listened to in probably, I don't know, a decade. It's goofy. The horns are great.
Yeah.
Just big horns.
Okay. So according to me, it's horns 4. No, it's horns 14. We've been going at it for a long time here. And so sometimes we'll even play stuff that the horns are awesome and the song is pretty good and the band is not our favorites.
Yep. And that one, it just like crushed what was a pretty solid block of songs up until then.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that was more the issue I had with it. Like, gotcha. I got nowhere to put the River City Rebels ever with anything else I'm going to bring to the table here.
Understood. It was kind of like the French Oi one.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. But at least that one, you know, didn't just take all the wind out of what was going on prior to. Anyways, that was a song called Hate by River City Rebels off the Racism, Religion, and War album.
Is that from Victory of...
Victory Records,
Victory,
yes.
Victory
Records.
Wow.
Yeah, weird band for that label.
Yeah,
huh?
a little off what I would expect.
And then that band like went down a weird Johnny Thunders sort of, early 2000s when everybody got big hair and started... Mm-hmm. Junking it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, River City Rebels tried that too. So drastically different sound. Yeah.
I think thinking along the line that like D-Gen, maybe even Texas Terry. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Enough said. Before that was Phil and the Blanks song Lands and Peoples off the Lands and Peoples LP.
Know nothing about that band.
I can't remember where they're from. I was telling you, it's like a record I've had around for years, picked it up for a couple bucks. It looked interesting and sat on my shelf forever and took, you know, 10-12 years for me to finally
have it
listen to it and have it work for me. So it's kind of a fun new wavy arty at times punk record.
I know no one's asking for our advice, but I agree with Ethan with keeping records that you don't really like click with you automatically, because I've had records that take, I mean, I would say Stooges records when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yuck. And then I really liked it. And I'm glad I kept it because I paid like $2 for it, you know?
Yeah, but also it makes you feel a little bit like a hoarder while you're doing it. So
yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's all case by case, but still, you know.
All right. For that was Hansaplast with the song Riker Vati off the 2 LP.
Hopefully it was their second one.
I believe that was their second one.
Nice.
Another German band on the No Fun label. Song title you wrote down translates to Rich Dad.
Hey, Rich Dad.
And then before that was another one off the No Fun Records label from Germany. Rotzkotz, Schatten der Vergangenheit from the Lebensfroh and Farbenfroh LP. And here you've got the notes. Band name is Snot Vomit, which I did not know. That's great.
Wow, yeah.
That's a great punk band name.
It is. Snot Vomit.
And the song title translates to Shadows of the Past. And Rotzkotz, if you're not familiar with them, their first album is just a killer kind of dumb punk album.
Oh, really?
I love it. And then they went a little more to the new wave side of things with the second one.
I do like me some dumb punk.
Bleeps and bloops and, you know.
If it's aggressive enough, I'm down with it.
But yeah, go check out Rotzkotz. I think it's called Much Funny. This is the first album.
All right. Cool.
It's even on Spotify. Not that I want to give Spotify a plug, but
I'm not on Spotify.
If you want a quick way to hear Rotzkotz's first album, it's on there.
Okay. Well, somebody go listen to it and let me know how it is. Besides Ethan, I'm not going to go on Spotify. There are certain lines I do not cross.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know? We all have our, you know, things like that. So I decided to do something a little... I've played some hip hop in the past on this podcast. I want to do a chunk, and this is and it's from all of these songs have all been from the majority of them from recommendations from Razor Cake reviewers and contributors and stuff like that and editors, and a lot some of the stuff has been reviewed in Razor Cake too. It's not our main focus. Main focus is punk, but it's I do think that there's a lot of really interesting hip hop coming out. And some of this is pretty recent within the last like 4 or 5 years. So the first one is Open Mike Eagle, who is a Los Angeles performer. And there's the song's called Daydreaming in the Projects, and the album is Brick Body Kids Still Daydream, which is I don't even know if it's a concept album, but all the songs kind of intermingle about living in the projects. I think it's really, really cool, like as a concept. And he has a really good video. I can't tell you what the name of the song, where he and one other person are playing in a laundromat, and it's really good. All right, here we go. Open Mike Eagle.
Sugar pill over the counter, trust those niggas couldn't feel like the wooden wheel been switched to either way. Arm stretched, head high like a line sick. Yeah, I'm trying to get it, but where did it go? Under 10 inches of that lake effect snow, but I'ma do whatever it takes. So let's go to the projects, let's go to the moon. Shout to Ace Rock for calling out my spoons. Shout to hip hoppers I met in high school. Y'all saved my life Thursday afternoon. So children making code words in the projects around the world. Ghetto children fighting dragons in the projects around the world. Don't overlook it though, you gotta know what you couldn't know. Yeah, I'm good to go ahead, scrutinize. Put your gloves on and dig for a new surprise. Might be supersized, use all your muscles. Get in front of the group just like a hustling proof. The fighting scuffle, stay sharp for the moment. I rhyme for survival, so the art is a bonus. I was part of the motion back when Carson was hosting. Everything is better when you don't know nothing. I'm grown, so I'm always disgusted. All these discussions online is mayonnaise versus mustard. Mayonnaise people think French can't be trusted. Mustard people think eggs is all busted. But fuck it, we in it for the pattern interruptions. This goes out to the ghetto children hacking networks in the projects around the world. The ghetto children splicing cables in the projects around the world. So don't be mad at me, overthink things radically. Came tragedy, Prince Avalon. Never shake up my 8-ball, cause it's never wrong. Sing whatever song, damn well please. Vintage 5Ds, attempted by squeeze. My dispensary's closed and I'm meant to buy weed. Start to get the airport insecurity. Tragic is the story of the cookie face king. Long black trench on the roof like stain. Pointing back to my enemies, let it be known. Pull up at the show, hitting every orange cone. I park where I want, but I cry if I'm told. I don't really know where it's right to buy clothes. Unregulated labor made all that I own. Can I make an impact if I strike the right tone? And keep singing words into microphones, it goes. Ghetto children solving problems in the projects around the world.
Say some shit real quick. Murderous parables, angular attack, your staff's laughable. The most prominent left baffled. Words precise, type scalpel. Stay obscure like pure sample. Ample with the fist, crush your larynx. Fuck your so-called kings and Arab parents. I ain't no peasant, been properly raised by real parents. Quit your stammering, don't you know this sun blinds? Radiant heat from words scorch your earth one time. Bastardized text left popular salivated. Truth is the nectar for which we've all been waiting. Y'all need to observe as this world keeps changing. Behavior dictates a listen response. You give a fuck with the next man flaunts. If this was Philly, I'd talk about Johns. Type a nigga to straight piss on your lawn. That's the shit I'm on. A grimy intellect won't respect those without none. In situations like these, already know the outcome. Barely does this kid get outdone. Wait, hold up, y'all read. How come? Spend fine hours before sleep, either in books or pussy. Either way, physical and mind never mushy. Some mistake confidence is me being pushy. Want me to lay down the mic? Ask yourself why, Woody.
Tragic trajectory, closing mistakes is elementary. Dialects with the logic, depth is extrasensory. Products never polished, verses like they meant to be.
My name out your mouth, motherfucker, don't match me.
Tragic trajectory, closing mistakes is elementary. Dialects with the logic, depth is extrasensory. Products never polished, verses like they meant to be.
My name out your mouth,
motherfucker, don't match me.
Meaningless gibberish, persist to carry on. No carry-ons, travel in a shuttle. Dropping muscles for troubled rappers with knee slappers. No theme to their matters. Fictitious scriptures with minimal impact. Not enough to be a factor. The bone collector steps to the pedestal. Incredible, ill mind, criminal, psycho, adjacent to ingenious. Nucleus targeted, the bullseye dies. Spies leap off through the whispering woods. You speak soft, wipe my weapons with a clean cloth. The plot thickens. Poison mutants, they breathe in toxins. Daily basis, faces shadow figures linger to take over placement. Upstairs is vacant, so is the basement. White noise is flagrant, a keen ear is needed to decipher electromagnetic frequent.
Tragic trajectory, closing mistakes is elementary. Dialects with the logic, depth is extrasensory.
Products never polished, verses like they meant to be.
My name out your mouth, motherfucker, don't match me.
Tragic trajectory, closing mistakes is elementary. Dialects with the logic, depth is extrasensory.
Products never polished, verses like they meant to be.
My name out your mouth, motherfucker, don't match me.
Fraudulent acts lack that proverbial sterling tongue. Origins of thoughts fall precisely on the one. My brain waves in sync with what's considered psychotic. A long arduous road led to genesis of this project. Basic intent to devastate these gutter sonics. Devin dialect, man combination straight iconic. Some say these beats are sick, disease is chronic. Can't tell you how it's done, guess you really gotta want it. Started with open palms slapping lunchroom tables. Translated tech rails to FBC via quarter inch cables. Able to live keep this mind piece stable. Distill true knowledge from dirt merely cause I'm able. Me and JR Rush maintain this record label. Ears to concrete for young kids spitting fables, verbs splitting chest from lower throat to upper navel. Smother childish MCs within confines of cradles.
Yeah. Hey, you can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it too. Yeah. You can do it, you can do it. You can do it, you can do it too. Yeah. It takes more than a good amount of talent. Money in the bank or a penny in the fountain. To get yours, gotta scale a couple mountains. Anyone who died to throw the towel in. Don't be thinking you gon' blow like a Molotov cocktail. If you ain't really cold, you just blowing out hot air. Tired of being broke, so you tryna keep it focused. Add a raw dose on the countertop, pop pills. Ditch big talkers who will fix the start. I'm better stick with artists who will give good product. Cause a pig that's done up in your lipstick doesn't ever trick kids into thinking it's kid time. When your click gets harder, but some chips work smarter. Make a big Kickstarter like a hipster startup. If your kids don't hit, gotta fix that problem, make your kicks kick harder, yelling, this is Sparta, yeah.
Never live in a cubicle, rather start a coup d'etat. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma shine bright like aluminum, higher up than Jupiter. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma spend life spelling junipers, burn up on my cuticles. Homie, you can do it too, yeah. And now my life is beautiful, I thought I should let you know. Homie, you can do it too, yeah.
I'm ready, willing, and able. It's never been no debate about whether I can attain every single thing that I pray to get. If it's mine, I'm taking it, faking it till I change the degrees of my separation from living like Kevin Bacon. Got big dreams of 16s on the big screens. I mix beats, spit heat till I'm 6 deep. My ex seemed to miss me when I succeed. Like, bitch, please, I hit D with ellipses. If you wanna slay, gotta ditch old lovers. Need a team, that's great. You should nick stone cutters. Wanna lift big weight, gotta pick good spiders. Get you from J Vic to Olympic. Run, I better break your wrist, can it hit so off another kid's throw fits? Yelling thanks, Obama. Gotta spit so sick that you drain big pharma. Get your skin so thick, you don't get stigmata yet.
Never live in a cubicle, rather start a coup d'etat. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma shine bright like aluminum, higher up than Jupiter. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma spend life smelling junipers, burn up on my cuticles. Homie, you can do it too. Yeah, and now my life is beautiful. I thought I should let you know. Homie, you can do it too. Yeah.
crew to tie. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma shine bright like aluminum, higher up than Jupiter. Homie, you can do it too. I'ma spend life smelling juniper, burn up on my cuticles. Homie, you can do it too. Yeah, and now my life is beautiful. I thought I should let you know. Homie, you can do it too. Yeah.
By the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. He said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded. Since the first kickflip, he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here.
And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here.
And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
All right, we're back. That last song was Lupe Fiasco's Kick Push off the Food and Liquor LP. I like it because it's skate rock. It's skate hip hop rock. I think it's good. It's also very, very positive all around. Before that was Samus, Cubicle from the Pieces in Space LP off of Don Giovanni. Sean Arenas interviewed Samus for Razor Kick a while back. She was awesome. It was really cool. She during her the tour that she had this armature she put over her arm that kind of looked like was from either a comic or I think it was from a comic book or something like that, or a graphic novel, kind of like a I don't know if it was a weapon or something that, you know, gave her extra powers, but it was pretty cool looking.
Does Don Giovanni do much hip hop?
A smattering of things. Don Giovanni has a pretty broad palette of things. So. Oh. But definitely staunchly DIY. And I don't know. She came across as really great in that interview. And very positive. Before that was Iconoclast, Keep Your Name Out of My Mouth from the Changing Culture with Revolvers LP. I believe Jimmy Alvarado reviewed that record for Razor Cake positively. And at the beginning was Open Mike Eagle. Chris Terry, long-term time contributor, recommended him to me. And this is an open invite, Open Mike Eagle. We asked to interview him and he never got back to us. We got maybe shuffled off by the, you know, either he didn't want to or we got stuck in the management thing, because I think that would be interesting. I think he's got some really great, I mean, that record I think is really good. And I spent a lot of time studying and reading about how public housing is formed, how we use money for public transportation and stuff. And I think there's a lot of things in that record that resonate with me for reasons that, I don't know, just interest in how things are kind of super fucked right now. Anyway,
I don't have much to add and all that.
Nice segue. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that I am no master, or I don't have a deep knowledge of hip hop. Ethan even asked me how hard it was to find this stuff, and I found it pretty easily. But I'm not sure how widespread horns are in hip hop altogether. I just don't have a sense of the real landscape. I just know certain albums or certain bands and performers, and I just kind of follow them and see if they have offshoots, stuff like that. So,
all right. Well, you did it.
Thank you. We did it. We did it together. All right. What do we got? Who's the background music for this?
Today we have "Cricket Sing for Anna Maria" by Walter Wanderley.
All right. Let's hit that jam. All right. Hey, you. Yes, you. Anyone has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk or open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at racercake.org/contact. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to support what we do, please, please order a subscription to Razor Cake Magazine at racercake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout lane or even those fake indie websites. RazorCake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained herein are not necessarily those of our grantor. All right.
Had a quicker beat to it.
Usually
we make you drag it out a little.
Yeah, longer. Yeah. We can't, you know. It was
swinging.
It was pushing me forward. So you can keep it going. This last song is by one of my favorite contemporary bands, the Piney Hill Haints. The song is called Downtown Blues, and the record is called The Song Companion of a Lone Star Cowboy. It's on single lock, which is interesting, but Jamie of the Piney Hill Haints runs Arkham Records, which I highly recommend looking into, too. So there we go. Another horns in the bin.
14 down.
14 down.
See you at number 15.
See you at number 15. We have the next three or four kind of already scheduled out, and we're looking forward into it.
Still just building and building.
Yep.
We're gonna make it to 20 easy.
I think we are.
Easy.
I think we are. All right. You got us numbs for a bit more. You're totally welcome. All right. I'll see you in a month.
Yep.
Yeah. Early August, I think, is for you when we're going to come.
Yeah. I mean, they don't know. That they don't know matter. What's happening behind
that
the scenes.
That doesn't matter because it might come out in September, yeah. October. It doesn't God, matter.
Dummies.
Yeah. Just all right. Here you go. Pine Hill Heights.
Everybody seems to know me. I walk down the street. The cats on the corner wave at me. I don't even miss a beat. The policemen all know me. They better leave me be. Just another poor rookie cat from the state of Tennessee. Just another rookie.